Let me begin this commentary with a warning. I'll be quoting statements from abortion activists in Texas who were hell-bent opposing a bill banning late-term abortions. Their words and actions were highly offensive. The battleground was the Texas Capitol. On one Tuesday during a round of protests, pro-lifers broke into a spontaneous rendition of Amazing Grace. Abortion activists, they responded by chanting, "Hail Satan! Hail Satan!" It was an auspicious beginning. Setting their tone, abortion activists followed up a few days later by chanting, "Blank the church, blank the church." Well, no surprise. Isn't that what they really think anyway? Frankly, I'm kind of grateful for these demonstrations. They offered a rare moment of transparent honesty from the abortion movement, which normally obfuscates its intentions with benign slogans like reproductive freedom, women's health, and choice, a word that inverts the scriptures, which exhorts us to choose life over death. The Hail Satan sentiment, drowning out appeals to God's grace, makes painfully clear the source from which this movement stems. In another disturbing sentiment on display from Texas abortion advocates, a teenage girl hoisted a sign that stated, brace yourself, "Jesus isn't a penis, so keep him out of my vagina." The girl used a slang term for penis. Ah yes, another lovely slap in the face of those dastardly pro-life Christians. One feels sorry for this young girl's parents, eh? Well, not so fast. Her father said that he's proud of his little girl. "My daughter made that sign," he boasted. "She's just standing up for reproductive freedom." Hey, you reap what you sow. Here's how much pro-choicers really care about free speech. As the Texas governor prepared to sign the bill, Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee vetoed a bill allowing motorists to purchase Choose Life license plates. The governor deemed those signs too religious. Well, that likewise speaks volumes, doesn't it? For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.